All right, let's begin, because as I mentioned, we have time for what to be done. But I wanted to give an introductory shiur. Obviously, there's two chevras here, those who are preparing the Marmakom Muslim regularly and those who are just coming for shiur. So the more technical topics as we get into the parak are obviously going to be a little bit more difficult, certainly for those who are learning with us. But this topic in particular is really a broad topic and should be accessible to all, obviously those of you who are preparing. Be a little bit ahead of the game. It's Vashert, I would say coincidental, but not coincidence. This is Vashert that we're starting to have a Kiddushin in this topic on a week when we're reading Parshas Kisesi, because as you know, the core for Kiddushin, as we saw in the beginning of Masechta, is Ki Yichud Ishas Isha, which comes from Parshas Kisesi. As we will see, and some of you may have seen, for example, in the Rush, if you had a chance to look at the Rush, it was a long Rush, but some of the Rishonim actually used the Pasuk already as a halachic launching pad, if you will, for the issue that we're discussing. Mainly the Rush and others say, well, listen, ki yikach ishas isha, how do you translate that word? How do you translate the pasuk? Ki seems to be very descriptive. When you get married, this is how you should do it. And the Rush, we'll see, I'm just getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but don't worry, we'll get back. The Rush seems to say, well, that itself is already an indication that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. Right? The pasuk itself is ambiguous. Other Rishonim say, no, that's not what it means. You know, I gave someone an example before, you know, when you're talking to one of your children and you say, when you clean your room, that when is not a descriptive term, right? So ki can either be descriptive or prescriptive. So the ki yikach ishas isha itself is ambiguous. Not only that, but then we open up the Masechta, we see the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah is very clear about ishas being a kinyan, Kinyan Kiddushin, Isha Niknes, Gimel Drachim, and I gave some Aramakamas already on Sunday, and perhaps in future Shurim we'll focus on this more. How does the Kinyan work? And what does that mean to say a Kinyan over a wife? It's complex. But the one thing that's not complex is that there's nowhere in our Mishnah that ever mentions Mitzvah's Kiddushin. And yet, when we contrast the Mishnah that opens the Masechta, which the Mishnah that opens the second Perek, then it becomes very confusing because it's almost like a parallel Mishnah, because the Mishnah, the second Perek, speaks about Kiddushin as a mitzvah, right? Ha'ish is mekadesh bo u'b'shlucho, ha'ishav is kadeshes bo u'b'shlucho. Right? You don't have to go to your own wedding, not recommended, but technically allowed. You don't have to go to your own wedding, it could be a shliach. So the Gemara asks the typical question, right? We all know the whole basis of economy of language. Why does the Gemara say both the shliach and the person themselves? If I would tell me a shliach, obviously I know a person going to their wedding. If a shliach can marry me, so obviously I can marry myself. And the Gemara answers, both by the husband and by the wife, the concept of mitzvah bo u'b'shlucho. Right? Even though there are mitzvahs which can be done by a shliach, and apparently kiddushin can be done by a shliach, but even then, it's always better to go yourself. Again, not only for the Shalom Bayit reasons. Even for a truma or something, other things which are with a shliach mitzvah b'yosar b'shlucho. But what do we see? What are we trying to tease out from this? If the Gemara applies the concept of mitzvah b'yosar b'shlucho to Kiddushin, apparently, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And that is already implied by the Gemara's understanding of the second Mishnah. So the two Mishnayos, especially as understood by the Gemara, same ambiguity we had in the Pasuk, we already have in the Mishnayos. And this Gemara seems to be very clear that there's a mitzvah. And yet, I think all of you had a chance, who were preparing, saw there were two other Gemaras which are relevant in Shas, both happen to be in the Seder Moed, which seem to be, by implication, or in one case, very explicit, that there's no mitzvah. Until now we've had kind of, silence. The Mishnah mentioned Kinyan. And then we saw, but the Mishnah and the Gemara did say mitzvah. But in fact, we saw the Gemara Moed Katan and the Gemara Beitza, which seem to say there is no mitzvah. Just again, just to review to make sure we're all on the same page, the Gemara Moed Katan speaks about the fact that, it's talking about what you can do on Chol HaMoed or not, right? And it said, Mutter La'aris Isha, you could get, in theory, you could do Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara quoted a Braisa, Lema Messiah, Einos and Nashim B'Moed. Basulos, Almanos, you can't do Nisuin. Halarei Sharei. So the Gemara says, doesn't that imply that you are allowed to have Kiddushin on Chol HaMoed? The Gemara says, no. Lo Mebayakomer, Lo Mebayel La'areis. Certainly, Not only can you not get married, nisuin, you for sure can't do kiddushin. Why? The lo ka'avid mitzvah. Beferish, it seems. You certainly can't do kiddushin achal amoy, the lo ka'avid mitzvah. Alafil alisa nabi, the ka'avid mitzvah, asur. But nisuin, which is a mitzvah, even that, you can't do. But certainly, says the Gemara, you can't do kiddushin achal amoy, the lo ka'avid mitzvah. And a strong beferish lashon. The Gemara in Beitza also seems to drive home that point, although not as dramatically. The Gemara in Beitza is speaking about the things which can or can't be done on Chalamoid, but on Yontif, and there's a well-known Mishnah, Daf Lamed Vav, on the Beis, which divides certain activities into what's Chova, what's Mitzvah, what's Rishus. It's a little bit unclear. If you went through it, you saw it's a little bit of a complicated Mishnah Gemara. But the point for us is that in the category called Rishus, which you can't do, so what's mentioned is lo donin, you can't judge, lo choltsin, lo miyabim, and lo makadshin. And when the Gemara discusses why you can't do kiddushin, the Gemara says lo makadshin. The Gemara says v'ha mitzvah ka'avim. Wait, isn't that a mitzvah? And the Gemara answers lo sricha d'islahu isha ubanim. Not when there is a person who's already married with children. So what does this bring up? This is now furthermore complicated. Right? What does that mean? The islo isha ubanim, then there is no mitzvah. If it doesn't have any children, then there is a mitzvah. So what does that imply? Is kiddushin a mitzvah or not?
It sounds like it's a...
So on the one hand, the Gemara refers to it as a mitzvah. On the other hand, what seems to be the focus? Totally peruvu. If you already have children, then there's no mitzvah. Right? And when you don't have any children, okay, there is a mitzvah. But what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to get married? Or is it just a marriage as a hechatimsa to have children? So this Gemara is not as black and white as the Gemara Moed Katan, but it certainly is not as clear that it is a mitzvah the way, per se, as the Gemara in the second paragraph was. So I'm going to take a question. I just want to say, what I'm trying to do, again, not really, really confuse you, especially for those of you who have been working on this last 2 hours, but the point is, if this is what confusing, that's part of the point. As what I'm trying to show you is that from the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, we have a big chulent. Right? So chulent tastes good, but we don't really can't always identify the ingredients. So here also, something's going on. We see there's something intriguing that's going on, but it's not really clear how to kind of systematically categorize all the different evidence. Is there a mitzvah? Isn't there a mitzvah? If there's a mitzvah, is it kiddushin per se? Is it connected to peruvu? What's the relationship between those two things? And we also saw a third thing. The poles are kiddushin and peruvu, but we also have something in the middle called chuppah, or nesuin. So that's really what I want to discuss and bring up. What is the relationship between these three things? Our masechta is primarily interested in kiddushin. I mentioned to one of you guys, or one of the chavrusas, I think it was yesterday, the observation that is really striking that kiddushin has its own masechta. Not only does it have its own masechta, there's a mishnah that tells us very clearly how to do it. Obviously, it's not really that clear. That's why we have Gemara and what we'll be learning this year. But whereas for chuppah slash nisuin, you don't have a masechta dedicated to it at all. You know, ksubas is the closest thing you get. But it's so unclear. There's no mission that says this is how you do nisuin. In fact, that's why there's a big machlokes we're showing how to do nisuin. Our minhag, the Rama says, the weddings that all of us had, it's not any one shita. It's an amalgam. We take out all the shita, so we don't really know. Kim machriya, so just to be safe, we do the Rambams and the Rams and this one. We do anyone who had a good... Anyone who made it onto the page in Shulchan Aruch, our minhag is to be machmor for them in our weddings. Right? But this, the contrast is kind of jarring, whereas Kiddushin, everything's, you know, relatively usudar, certainly in Mishnayos, and it's on home sechta, it's defined. Nisuin isn't. So what's the relate? So we're mainly focused on Kiddushin, but we want to know, as we look at the status of Kiddushin, is it independently significant, an independent mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah at all? Or maybe it's a mitzvah, but it's really kashur to other things. And then we have two candidates. Is it a mitzvah tied to chuppah? Is that the process? Is it a mitzvah because it enables peruvu? Or is it an independent mitzvah? Or is it not a mitzvah at all? We have at least three or four possibilities. Did you say something, Gable? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You used the word mitzvah to refer to a chiyuv.
So we can add a fifth possibility. Maybe we can distinguish good between a mitzvah chiyuvis, you have to do it, if you didn't do it, it's an avera, and a mitzvah chiyuvis, which is if you did do it, it is a mitzvah, but not that you have to do it. So because of this chulent, there are basically, broadly, three approaches in the Rishonim. We'll see a wrinkle of a fourth, which is exactly what you just mentioned, Eitan, thank you. But basically what I really want to do is divide the shir up into exploring the four shitas, excuse me, the three main shitas that, if one looks carefully and consistently enough, one sees, so to speak, I think, in the Rishonim. Let's start with the Gemara in the Sefer Kiddushin. It's not on the parak that we're learning, but the Gemara being in the second parak. Again, we mentioned the whole discussion, the Shakla Nataria, the Daf Mem, the beginning of the second parak. The Mishnah says, you know, you can get married by yourself or with a shliach. And the Gemara then asks, well, what do you need to tell me both? And the Gemara says, well, mitzvah ba and mitzvah ba yosam yibushim ba. So the Ran has a very famous question on this Gemara. The Ran said, I don't understand. How could you say mitzvah ba? It's preferable for the woman to do it by herself, mitzvah ba. After all, we know it's feirish, it's already Rashi al Torah, that women are peturos from Pru Uruvu. The Meiri, for those of you who saw, I saw there was some confusion. You have to have, I put down on the Marmakomos, I should have maybe been more clear, but I wrote down the page number because there's like a quote-unquote standard Meiri, which is the one which each volume is its own Masechta. So if you have one of those, you know, four volume on all of Shas, so what I gave you wasn't so clear, on page 205. But if those of you don't have it, I have in the front for those who want, I'll be, in the future I'll be more clear when I give you Meiris to look up. But there's the Meiri right really on the mission as well, who also seems to ask the same question as the Ran. And the Ran gives the famous answer, politically incorrect, don't share, you know, when your wife asks what you learned today, you don't have to give her every detail of this year. The Ran says, well, actually what you see from this Gemara is, a woman is Shayach because she is Misayeya for the Mitzvah of Peruvu. That's like the understatement of the year, which we can smile about, trust me, they won't smile. You know, how do you have children? Well, my wife helped. I don't mean raising the child, I'm having the child. She's Misayeya Peruvu. And the Chiddush of the Ran, which is not so relevant for us, is that if you're only a Misayeya, that's enough that we would say Mitzvah Bo Yosem Yibushlucho. Even though a woman is not Mechuyavis and Peruvu, but since she's Shaykh to the Mitzvah, episode little, she's Shaykh, she's Misayeya, so then Mitzvah Ba, it's still Kedai. And the Ran, the Meiri doesn't have the Lashon of Misayeya, but he seems to be saying something very similar. Others, for example, in the footnotes in the Meiri that I have, suggest that maybe what the Ran meant, maybe what the Meiri means, excuse me, is that she's Mechuyavis Midorabonim, it's the Mitzvah of Shevis. Right? If you have a boy and a girl, that's the Daraisa Peruvu. So whatever child after that is just another tuition payment, but it's not a mitzvah. The answer is it's not a mitzvah Daraisa. You already did the mitzvah Daraisa. It's a mitzvah Midrabbanan. So there's a discussion in Achronim. It's in the beginning of Ibn Ezra 7 Aleph. Are women mechuyavis in Sheves or not? And for sure, potter from Peruvu. What about the Darabbanan? So in the footnotes in my Meiri, it says maybe the Meiri was referring to the fact that women are mechuyavis at least in Sheves, and that's enough. I'm not sure that's what the Meiri meant. I think he just means really what the Ran means. And they're only talking about a Daraisa level. But what's the point of all of this? The point of all of this is that it's bizarre. The whole question of the Ran doesn't make any sense. Why? The Ran is bothered. How can you say Mitzvah Yosef Yishlucha? She's Patna from Peruvu. What's the problem with that? Who's talking about Peruvu? The Gemara is talking about Kiddushin. The Mishnah says Kiddushin. And the Ran all of a sudden is bothered about Peruvu. So all the attention gets to his answer. But that's really not as interesting, or at least that is interesting. But the first thing that's interesting is his whole question makes no sense. We're talking about Kiddushin, and you start asking me a question about, well, how does that work with Baba Kama? I'm talking about Kiddushin now. What's that do with Peruvu? So what do you, Elamai, what do you see from the Ran? Apparently, the kesher is to Peruvu. But here, I ask you a question. Good, so now we've teased out a little bit, the focus is on Peruvu. Does that mean that according to the Ran and the Meiri, Kiddushin is not a mitzvah at all? It's just a way of fulfilling Peruvu? What do you think? Why not?
Because it sounds like it's part and parcel of the mitzvah.
And prove it. Give me an ironclad proof. You're right. A better proof.
No.
Give me an ironclad proof. Give me an ironclad proof.
The kedushin and then the
after.
Are you okay for a roof you don't do kedusha first?
According to, I think everyone would
say,
I think the answer to that is yes. He doesn't address that. But I want to make this a simple point. I'm making it too confusing. The Ran, even though he's reading this whole Puruvu thing in out of nowhere, but he's still reading that within what? The terminology of the Gemara, which is mitzvah. Bo yosrim yibushlucho, ba yibushlucho. In other words, even according to the Ran, kedusha is a mitzvah. He's not saying, as maybe some of you have seen, as we'll get to in a few minutes, like the Rush, that kedusha is not a mitzvah at all. It's still shayach to mitzvah.
The rest?
I think so. It's just that the goal, it's not a mitzvah per se, it's not an independent mitzvah. The goal of the mitzvah is to get to Peru.
So if you did kedusha, then a day later you got divorced without doing Peru.
It's hard to know. It's hard to know what you would say. It's hard to know. It could be the answer. It could be that we're telling you what the goal of the mitzvah is, but I'll give you an example. Let's say you were married for 20 years and didn't have a child. You know, that's the other extreme of what you're saying. So leave aside, you know, how do you relate to these people in terms of their chiyuv peruvu, which is its own discussion. Asakta peruviya, the farshim say, right? They tried. Right? This is one of those mitzvahs that's not all in our hands. But leave that aside. It's hard for me to believe that the Ran would say there's no mitzvah at all. But it seems to be that it's not a complete mitzvah. There the question is whether it's one big mitzvah or 49 separate mitzvahs. But if you held it's one big mitzvah, and you dropped out on day 10, does that mean you get nothing? So maybe that's, I'm not sure if that's analogous, but that might be similar.
Why is it the same case with she's giving you? Why is a woman included as part of she's Messiah? So the mitzvah of Kedusha, Messiah is
or something. Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe that's right. It's hard to know. It's hard to. He doesn't say that. In other words, we're trying to tease out a little bit. He doesn't say that. In other words, he's just talking about the woman of Peruvu. But it's hard to know. It's maybe a good point, Daniel. I can't know for sure. But one thing for sure is, you see, he's focused. You know, we all know in life, right? When we're focused on something, we have blinders and we see it in everything. Right, so the Ran and the Miri are focused on Peruvu. And therefore, they read it in where it certainly is not in the page. And that's kind of the main point I want to bring out to you, that it's hard to know exactly, I can't be machria for sure, what their status is, again, even in your question. But one thing for sure is, it's not an independent value. Clearly the focus is on Peruvu. It's interesting that, if you saw also in the Gemara, Rashi in two places seems to say something very similar. Both in the Gemara Moed Katan and in Gemara in Beitza, Rashi says, Rashi writes similar things. For example, in the Gemara in Moed Katan, where we said, well, about Nisuin to Ka'avid Mitzvah, what was the Mitzvah then, says Rashi? De'osik v'piruv rivya. Again, that's not in the Gemara. Rashi read that in. Or in Beitza, where the Gemara said, below Makachin, and the Gemara asked, but I, isn't that a Mitzvah? So the Gemara had answered, well, that's only when you have children. Shenose Isha, the pharos for the rabos. You get married to have children. So the whole focus is on the Sun / Peruvu, even though the Gemara originally was still talking about Kiddushin. The most extreme and well-known Shita who takes this approach, I alluded to before, is the Rush. The Rush is not in our Masechta at all. The Rush is not Moikat or even a Beitza. The Rosh is discussing the sugya in Ksubis and Av Zayin, all about the brachos. The brachos of Chuppah, the brachos of Nesu'in, not the Harei Hukudeshes and those brachos. We'll get to those brachos. The brachos of Nesu'in, the Chuppah, Sheva brachos, and they're complex brachos. And then the Gemara also discusses the Berakas Erisin, which is itself a very peculiar bracha. Right? It's a very long bracha, Aslanas Harusos, Aslanas Nesu'os. Even Aslan as Arusos, as Machlokas in the Rishonim, there in Ksubis, is referring to me, to my Arusa, someone else to my Arusa. It's very, very complex brachos. They're not typical brachos at all. And it's Sha'asr Lanu, right? We don't usually make a bracha, Sha'asr Lanu, Aydei Chububuk, Shehitr Lanu, Sha'asr Lanu. And it's in that context that the Rush launches. But in that context, the Rush then specifically addresses what's going on in the whole process. And the Rush there makes a number of points. If you haven't seen it, it's kedai to see it inside. I just want to bring out a few points that he says. The first, which is the most famous thing of this Rush, is he says very directly, very emphatically, there is no mitzvah to get married. And you, Kiddushin, assuming the whole thing, there's no chiyuv. Why? He says, because the whole mitzvah, there's only one mitzvah. That's called peruvu. And you don't even need to get married in order for peruvu. It's not a hechat timsa that's necessary. After all, he says, controversially, you could just get a pilegesh. I say controversially, not only because this is politically incorrect, but because even strictly halakhically speaking, it's not clear that pilegesh is mutter for hedgeot. Some were shown and said pilegesh is only for a melech. But that's not our topic. But says the Rosh explicitly, you don't need to get married at all. Just have a pilegesh and have children. No problem. Therefore, he says, it's not a mitzvah whatsoever. The Rosh, as I mentioned at the beginning of the year, he gives the proof. Ki yigachish. That doesn't sound like a mitzvah. It doesn't say you have to get married. It just says, ki yigachish. This is how you'll do it.
Who says taking the pilegesh when you do a mitzvah? Why is that? You could say that any mitzvah leads you to the pilegesh.
You could have, but he says clearly not. It's for sure, it's a heter. It's for sure not a mitzvah. The only mitzvah is Kiddushin. And therefore, he says, a nafka mina. You'll say, what's the nafka mina? Beyond what's the status. The nafka mina is that the bracha is a berkas shavach v'hodah. It's not a berkas a mitzvah. He says, that's a strange mitzvah. Usually berkas a mitzvahs are not complex and they're short. Hadlik ner shel Hanukkah. Boom. This is long, it's complex, multiple themes. Says Rashi, you know why? Because it's not a berkas a mitzvah. Oh, so it's a berkas shavach. No, I'm talking about the Kiddushin. Kiddushin
is the bracha.
No, we make that, you know, we do it before. The Messiah Kedushin says the brachos, and then you give the ring. I know, you didn't get married recently. At least not to the wife that I know.
Is
the bracha a shrek in general? Yes. Al Arayos. Why you mention that there? Right, so it's a very complex bracha. If you really want to understand the bracha and all the different shitas, then you have to go to Rishon and Ksubis. But the Rosh, for our purposes, the Rosh says, why, you know why it's so complex, multifaceted? Because it's a bracha shevach v'hodah, and there's a lot of things we're thankful for, lots of things. Then, what about the timing, though? What about the timing? So our minhag is to make them is make the bracha before. The Rosh actually quotes two deos. There was a minhag, Rishon and Musay, you should make the bracha afterwards. And in fact, if you look at the Karban Asan El Os Beis on this Rosh, he assumes, even though it's not clear, but he assumes that the Rosh also holds that you make the brachas kiddushin afterwards. Not the way we do. You make the first, put the ring on, and then the rabbi would say, by the way, how come it's the rabbi, not the chassan?
Right.
So there's different answers to that question. There's different questions. But the Rosh says exactly, because it's not a berachas mitzvah. It's not a berachas mitzvah. If it's a berachas mitzvah, then the osa mitzvah would do it.
Well, this works. Why is he saying that the shevach v'hodah?
Yeah, I don't think more. But the shevach v'hodah is more... should be said by the person.
So why dafka our minog is for the rabbi or somebody else to say it, in terms of what is gained by that, is itself discussed. The Rosh, the point that I'm making here, doesn't stress the positive reason to have the rabbi. He just points out that it's bizarre. Usually, maybe there's a shliach doing the mitzvah, okay, then maybe the main shliach can make the bracha. But here, I did the mitzvah myself, I put the ring on, why shouldn't I make the bracha? So the Rosh throws that in. It's not the main point I want to stress, but the Rosh throws that in as another reason to indicate it's not a bracha as a mitzvah. But again, our interest is not even the bracha. Our interest is what does the bracha tell us about the maisa. And says the Rosh, it's all kashur, it's all connected. Because it's not a mitzvah, therefore the brachos are not a bracha as a mitzvah. If you forgot to say them, presumably you could say it afterwards. We'd have a problem over the siyasan. Maybe lechachili, you should say it even afterwards. The Karban Asan all thinks. All because in the shita of the Rosh, it's not a mitzvah. In fact, remember, you know, in the time of the Gemara, we know that they had Kiddushin like a year before the Chuppah. So later on, not in the Rosh that I gave you, I think I gave you like Osiyot Beis, but on the same page at the back of your Gemara in Osiyot Zayin, the Rosh quotes a discussion from Gaonin, what if you didn't make the brachas before the Kiddushin or even right after the Kiddushin? Now it's a year later at the Chuppah. So the Rosh quotes some say you could still make the Birkas Erusin then. And the Rosh seems to agree with that. All because this is not a mitzvah, and therefore all the limits and the strictures and the rigors we would have are to make a bracha on a mitzvah. don't apply according to the Rosh. Because again, the Shitaso very famously, very emphatically, it's not a mitzvah. And of course, the Rosh, I mentioned he loves Ki Yikach Ish, that's good for him. And the Rosh loves the Gemara Moed Katan. That is the Gemara Moed Katan, to lo ka'avid mitzvah. That's the banner of the Rosh. He's a great proof.
What does he hold in the Suman?
It seems that it's not a mitzvah either. The only
but
mitzvah.
The Gemara Besa.
So he'll have. So when you have a sugi like this, so there's so many, you know, competing Gemaras. If you take a kind of a middle approach, then you try to have everybody work with you. But if you take a hard line approach, which the Rosh is, on the one hand, certain Gemaras are going to work beautifully for you. On the other hand, you're clearly going to be dachuk in some other Gemaras. So maybe he says a pasuk, maybe it's shalal ibn hilchasa, the Gemara by God, that line. And certainly in our Gemara, maybe he'll read it like the Ran and the Miri. But that's a dachuk reading of the Gemara. But again, when you have such a strong conviction that Kiddushin is in the mitzvah, you have no choice. I think I've mentioned in some of the Shabbos Shurim something that quipped at some time, Rabbi Rosenzweig used to mention to us, that Poshup Shat does not mean the literal reading. It means the most simple, plausible shot. So usually that's the literal reading. But if the literal reading is not plausible, in this case because the Rosh is coming to the Gemara with an assumption that Kiddushin is in the mitzvah, then he opened up Kiddushin Daf Mem, whoa. So I can't read it the way the Poshup Shat says. Excuse me, the way the literal translation says. I have to read Puruvu into it. So say, oh, but that's a fanciful pshat. No, that's the only plausible pshat. That's pshat. That's the push-up pshat, if you assume it's not a mitzvah. We're looking at it as a third party, we're like the referee. So when we look at the Gemara, the Ran, Meiri, and presumably the Rosh will have to agree, it seems a little bit dachuk to us. But for them, it was implausible to read the Gemara the way we read it. It has to be referred to Puruvu, because that's the only mitzvah. And then he could be bothered, what about the wife? So this is basically the first approach. And if you have any more questions before you move on to the other one, I'll take them now. But just to summarize, this is basically the first approach. The first approach either sees the mitzvah, either sees Kiddushin as, what Daniel mentioned before, some kind of a misayaya, maybe a haskola, maybe a hafshir, something, or maybe not even, maybe it's mamash or rishus. But either way, however we'll formulate that, and it's A, not 100% clear, and B, maybe some of these are shown and would disagree on that little point. One thing for sure is we're a pruravu focused approach. This is all Rishonim who, one way or the other, some, the Rosh may be the most extreme, but certainly not the only one. The Ran, the Meiri, perhaps the Rashis, seem to apply that the whole focus of this overall process is like what the Bubby wants when they get married, when they get Einiklach. It's all focused on having children and pruravu. Kiddushin is certainly not a chayuvis. Doesn't seem like something according to the Rosh. It isn't a mitzvah at all. It is some kind of a hechatimsa. If that gets you a little status or not, open, but it's certainly not a mitzvah. The mitzvah focus, the goal, is puravu, and Kiddushin's significance, whatever we'll define it as, but its significance is only because it's part of the process which leads to, which enables puravu. And that is obviously a big group of Rishonim versus group of Rishonim. Any more questions on that approach? Okay, good. So now the second approach doesn't have as many mafarshim, so to speak, standing up for it, but there's quite a few mafarshim who disagree with this in a certain sense. For example, the Meiri, again, if you have my Meiri, it's page 207, but it's basically like, you know, a column or so probably after the first Meiri that we just quoted a few minutes ago. So later on, you know, about a page later, also there on the opening sugya of the second parak of Kiddushin, the Meiri quotes what he calls Miksas Gaonim. Over the years, if you're familiar with Meiri, right, Meiri often has his own shita, but a lot of the Meiri, which is why it's relatively long compared to some other Rishonim, is because the Meiri is always quoting other people, and the Meiri had nicknames for everybody. Gedolei HaMachabrim, Gedolei HaRabbanim, Miksas HaGaonim. So usually, that's the beauty of the footnote version, but that's why you have to have the mirror with the footnotes, because they tell you who he's referring to. So on this Mixas Gaonim, the footnote guy says, we don't know who he's referring to. But at least you can be sure that if they don't know, you probably don't know. You don't feel bad that you don't know at least. So there's some out there. So the point is, it's not, the reason I'm stressing that is, it's not necessarily a steer to the Miri we mentioned beforehand. Because the Miri mentioned beforehand really was the Miri himself. Here he's quoting a Shita what he calls Mixas Gaonim. So the Mixas Gaonim are discussing the following. The Mishnah had told us you can get married yourself, you can send a shliach. We know that there's a bracha, Birkas Erusin. Do you only make the bracha if you get married yourself? Or would the shliach, that you're in Thingba too, and the shliach is with the kala, he gives her the ring, Hariyat Mikudeshes to Yankel, who's in Timbuktu, who couldn't be here, if he really loves you, he'll be a good husband, but you just can make it to your own wedding, give the ring, she accepts it. Do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha? Does the shliach make a bracha also? The pashup shot is, why not? If the mitzvah is being done, then you make a bracha. The ma'aseh kiddush needs a bracha, what's the difference? And in fact, that's the halacha, that's what the Rambam says, but the Be'iri quotes these Gaonim who say no. And take a look at the Lashon. I'll just read you the Miri. He tries to explain it. He says, it says, Mixas Gaonim Kosu She'ein Shliach Mavarech. That if the Shliach does the Kiddushin, there's no bracha. But if a Shliach would be Mafresh Truma for me, the Shliach would make the bracha. Why not? Bezu Hari. Listen carefully. This is a beautiful Lashon. I think none of you saw this because I did not put this on the sheet. Bezu Hare Nigmara HaMitzvah Al Yado. With Truma, when the Shaliach is Mafrish, that is the Mitzvah. You're done. Aval B'Kiddushin Lo Nigmara Ad Knisa L'Chuppah. And then he has a few lines later, he just finishes the thought in a beautiful, very suggestive formulation. Shaharia Chuppah Shiare Mitzvah. It's a beautiful Lashon. Shaharia Chuppah Shiare Mitzvah. Now, why this is kashur exactly to the question of whether the shaliach makes a bracha or not is not 100% clear. But I don't want to focus on that question per se. But what is the larger issue which I'm trying to tease out? The Meiri says kiddushin is a mitzvah.
Yes,
but it's not the gemara mitzvah. There is a multifaceted mitzvah which starts with kiddushin. But now, like we said beforehand, ending in Purim, you don't have to wait till at least 9 months later. At the chuppah, the mitzvah ends. The mitzvah is the combination of kiddushin and nisuin. The haschala is kiddushin, the gemar is chuppah.
What is the terminology? Shiare.
Like the remnants, like the crumbs, like the leftover.
Hey, what is hand referring to? The chuppah?
Yes. Yes, the chuppah is shiare mitzvah. It's the leftover. It's the completion of the mitzvah. The haschala is the kiddushin. The completion is chuppah. Exactly.
It's a
shnorzel. Huh?
It's a shnorzel.
That's why we make the bracha. That's why we make the bracha on the kiddushin. Because the shmor is the best part. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
There they had 9 years. They had 9 months more.
That's right. It's a longer. They waited a longer time. That's right. That's right. That's right. Exactly. That's right. That's right. Now, I dug up this Meiri and Mitzvah Gaonim. That is not as well known. What is very well known on this sugya is a tshuva of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arama, which I put on the sheet for those of you who have the Maram Kalman sheet. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arama, it's quoted by some of the Mefarshim of the Rambam. People, before there was a Bar Ilan city around, people knew about this tshuva because they could just see the Mefarshim of the Rambam quoting it. But now we can see the original because even if we're not in one of the world's greatest libraries, because we can look it up on a computer. So Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam was asked a question about his father's Shita. And I want to hold off for the moment in discussing the Shitas HaRambam, because we're going to say that for the end of the shiur, because that's the most complex Shita. But the bottom line is, the Rambam Shita is complex, and there's different impressions. So on the one hand, the Rambam seems to say that there's a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Rambam has some lashonos which are a little bit more complicated. So someone asked Rabbeinu Avraham, how could your father hold this a mitzvah? How could anyone hold this a mitzvah? Didn't the Gemara Moed cut and say the loka of a mitzvah? So Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam says as follows, says, you're misunderstanding this situation. Says here, I'll just read you the key lines. If you have the sheet, you can take a look with me. He says, the fact that you'll say Kedushin is a mitzvah, Lefi shehi tchilas mitzvahs nisuin. Aval, and now, Rob, this is for you. Let's say someone, you said before you asked me a question, let's say someone gets married, they go home from the wedding, then they get divorced, they never have any kids. How about a better one, or a worse one? Let's say they do Harim Kudeshesli, and they get divorced before even finishing the chuppah. They never do Sheva Brachas. They never do Yichud. Kiddushin below Nesuin. In our world, it's hard to imagine, because it happens, 2 minutes later. But when it happened months or a year later, it's more possible for sure. Kiddushin below Nesuin, Vaday lo... Listen, this is a very sensitive lashon, says the Rabbeinu Avraham. Vaday lo hishlim ha-mitzvah adayim. So I don't know if you were really keeping score at home. I don't know if it's partial credit, but lo hishlim ha-mitzvah. That's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. Because the ikar is kiddushin and nesuin. Kiddushin is tchilas mitzvahs ha-nesuin. But if you have kiddushin without nesuin, lo hishlim ha-mitzvah adayim. And then, just in case you weren't clear, he doesn't want anyone to confuse him with the rush, he adds, U'mitzvahs pru'urvu, mitzvahs pru'urvivya, acheresi. It is a mitzvah pru'urvu, of course, but that's going to be with me. I don't think the kiddushin and nisun are kashur to pru'urvu, halachically. That's a separate mitzvah. Mitzvahs pru'urvivya, shehayelo ben obas, kima mitzvah. U'mitzvahs kiddushin and nisun, afish lo kama boni, lo kama bonos. Yeshimo kama noshim. Kol isha sheyirtza lisa osa, mitzvah lov sheyisa osa b'kiddushin. Says the Rabbi Rambam, he's not speaking to the Rosh before him, but the point is he's speaking conceptually. How can you make Puruvu the end all and be all? Puruvu is an independent mitzvah. Once you have your boy and your girl, your yotzei that. Whereas Kiddushin slash Nesuin, this process which he's now focusing on, that applies whether you have no children or you have many children, or you have one wife or you have three wives. It doesn't matter. Each time, Kiddushin and Nesuin, that's the mashlim, that's completing the mitzvah. That's the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam. That's the mitzvah. So on one hand, you say, is Kiddushin a mitzvah? For sure. It's not like the Rosh at all. The Rosh says it's just a reshus with the Birchas a mitzvah. No, says the Rabbeinu Avraham, Kiddushin is a mitzvah. It even has a Birchas a mitzvah. But it's not a complete mitzvah. It's a two-step mitzvah. Kiddushin and Nesuin. Now, I would add, this is my own Ha'ara. I don't know if it's Mukhrach, but my own Ha'ara is that even though the Meiri was saying that in his mitzvahs Gaonim, and Rabbeinu Avraham Aram was saying it as well, it could be that there's differing one little thing, which is the ikar. I get the impression, this is just an impression, and again, feel free to disagree if you can put the Meiri yourself, I get the impression that the Meiri is saying that Kiddushin is the ikar. It's not the finish line, chuppah, you have to do shiari mitzvah. That sounds to me like it's a role, but it's a secondary role. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam's lashon of that Kiddushin is tchilas mitzvahs nesuin. On the one hand, Kiddushin is a mitzvah, but it seems to me that for him, nesuin is the ikar. So in terms of our overall structure, I'm putting them together. But it could be that it's a 2A and a 2B. Which one is the ikar? Which one is not? But either way, they both agree, in the big scheme, against everything we had seen previously, that the, and again, the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam has that great, very clear formulation. Don't mix me up with the Rosh. Puruvu is totally separate. No question. So their focus is not that it leads to Puruvu, rather it leads to Nesuin. And therefore, if you have no children, and certainly according to them, if you get divorced after the chuppah, for sure you did the mitzvah. Because it's a multi-step process, but it is a mitzvah. And Kiddushin is also a mitzvah. How many points is it worth, so to speak, out of the 100? Maybe that's what would be a difference between Avraham Rambam and the Meiri. Maybe the Meiri would say it's 80 of the points, and maybe Avraham would say it's only 20 of the points. But it's for sure a mitzvah. It's not just a reshus, and it's not just a hechatimsa for a puravu. It's a step to get to the nesuin.
Is there not communicating that if there is a divorce between the nesuin and the heirs?
Again, in Shemayim, maybe how many points you got so far. Unless you'll say, maybe if you don't get to Nesuin, especially if Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, maybe if you don't get to Nesuin, maybe retroactively there's nothing. It's hard to know. There's no practical nafkamina. There might be a theoretical, spiritual nafkamina.
Is proof against the rush, or something against the rush, is that the proof is not a continuous mitzvah? You mentioned that
his proof against the rush is the fact that once you have a boy and a girl, you're already fulfilled.
Does the rush hold that though?
Yes. That's a Gemara Yevamos. The Gemara Nibamus said, I mean, it's a machlok b'sham b'tzilov, but we pass on b'tzilov, that pruvu, you fulfilled the mitzvah with a boy and
proof.
He adds that. No, he's
just saying
that. It's an illustration. It's indicative of the fact that pruvu is one thing, but no one would say that after that, there's no mitzvah to get married. I mean, now, who knows what the Rosh? The Rosh says no mitzvah to get married first. So the Rosh would not be bothered by that. But he's dramatically making the point that from his perspective, they're separate. After all, you still have to do Kiddushin a second and a third time, even if you already were married, you have to do Kiddushin if you already had children. Kiddushin is its own. Why? Because in order to fulfill the whole thing,
I
just want to be careful, okay?
Is this moving much farther away from the riots of Beis
Hamikdash? So I think how would they be asking of that? Thank you for reminding me. So then you have a much more petah. So when the Gemara there says the lok oven mitzvah, it doesn't mean you didn't fulfill, exactly. It doesn't mean you didn't fulfill anything. It's the lok oven, you didn't finish the mitzvah. Lo hishlim. Rabbi Avraham said that himself, or even the Meiri. You still have Shiari Mitzvah left over. There's an and, but I want to mention, I'll wait till I get to the Rambam and do the and, because we're going to have more problems with those Gemaras than we see next year. Okay, so I only have about 10 minutes left, 11 minutes left. So I wanted to, this is really key, and since we're going to really get booted in 11 minutes, let me try to get kind of this point out, and then we can always finish the conversation if we'll have questions in the Beis Medrash once we get booted. Okay, so the third approach is the Rishonim who seem to say that Kiddushin in and of itself is a mitzvah. Who says this? You know, without any kesher to anything else. It's not the stepsister it's not the Cinderella to Nisuin or to Peruvu. Who says this? It seems to be the Sefer Achinuch and Tav Kuf Nun Bet. It says a mitzvah called Kiddushin. It's a mitzvah to get married. The Smag also, which is to say Memches, also seems to say this. And the Ravid has the Shita. The Ravid speaks about this in two places. First of all, the Ravid speaks about it in Mishneh Torah, in Parag Gimel, Halacha Chav Gimel, and Yishus. The Ravid is of the opinion that we make, to get back to Yaakov's point before, that we make the brachas after. But, he says, I don't usually make brachas and mitzvahs before. He's unlike the Rosh, who says Rosh HaVodah. The Ravid says, one second, doesn't that go against the idea of Over L'Asiyasam, which is only a klal for brachas and mitzvahs? So he says, well, yes, usually for a mitzvah we make the bracha first. But since in this mitzvah it's tali v'das acherim, she might say no. That would make it onto the blogs. That would be a story.
Why do you say a bracha itself?
Because once she says yes, a mitzvah was done, it needs a bracha as a mitzvah, and that kind of bracha as a mitzvah can be done even after the mitzvah. We don't make brachas before a mitzvah if it might not end up happening, because we can have a bracha then we can have a bracha levatola. Because that, correct. So certainly, why this is allowed? This is an exception, says the rabbi. This is an exception to the rule. There's another exception to the rule. Some are shown and say, why don't we make a bracha on? Why don't we make a bracha even on tzedakah? So some say there we don't make a bracha at all because maybe the ani, that's part of the belief, won't want the money. Tali b'dachal chayr. Now there we don't make a bracha even after he accepted it. So why there don't we make a bracha and here we do make a bracha afterwards? That's a good question. But again, I'm only making at the point, the whole question that's bothering the Ravid in his answer implies that unlike the Rosh, he agrees with the Rosh that the Rosh should be afterwards. But not like the Rosh who says the Rosh of Vodah. The Ravid implies that even though it's a Rosh, it's afterwards. But that implication, even though I think it's a good reading of that Ravid, you don't need my reading of the Ravid. It's Mefurish and the Tshuva. There's a Tshuvas HaRavid, also available by the Bar Ilan. And the Chuvas HaRavid says explicitly, I'll just read you just the one line, because then I really want to get to the Rambam, and we need some time for the Rambam. The Ravid Loshon here in the Tshuva, Aval Birkas Erisin, Eina Ella, Ke Birkas HaMitzvah. He says explicitly, Birkas Erisin, the Brachas of the Kedushin, it is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Halo Tirish, Mavarachan HaShek HaShem HaSav, Vitzivanu Al HaRayos. The Rosh said, but yet it's not typical. Okay, says the Ravid, it's not typical. It's multifaceted, and it's long, and the Ravid that she talks about is even afterwards. Fine, exception. But he's clear that nevertheless, it's still a Berachas HaMitzvah. It's the Berachas HaMitzvah Obviously, it's because Kiddushin itself is a mitzvah, like the Chinuch and the Smag already. But the most famous shita in this camp, but we'll see, it's not so pashut, is the Rambam. And I want to spend the last 7-8 minutes, so let me just try to get some thoughts out about the Rambam, because the Rambam itself, he says the most, but he also seems to contradict himself a little bit. So the Rambam speaks about this in a number of places. Now, there is a parashah Mishnayos in the second parak, which is worth talking about, but I don't even have time for that. But even in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam speaks about this in a few places, and in Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rambam, certainly at first blush, is consistent, at first blush. In all of these places, the Rambam speaks about Kiddushin as a mitzvah. Perhaps the most unequivocal place is in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, part Aleph, Aleph, and Bet. The Rambam starts off by doing something strange, which I hope another time permitting in a few minutes, I'll explain why. But then we're supposed to do something strange. It gives you a history lesson. In the beginning, people were animals, and they were pigs, and they just would grab a woman off the street and take her into their house, and boom, they're married. So he gives a whole history lesson. Why does he give the history lesson? I'll try to explain it if I have time in a few minutes. But after the Rambam says that, the Rambam says, but nowadays, of course, Chas v'Shalom, we don't do that. Rather, nowadays, the Torah was Mekadesh us, sanctified us, gave us the whole Derech called Kiddushin. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Likuchin Elu, these three different ways of Kesef Shtar Bia, Mitzvahs Asei Shel Torah Hein. So it's true, the Rambam, he's quoting, he's paraphrasing the Rambam, our Mishnah, HaYishanikas V'Shosha Drachim. But the Rambam read mitzvah into that. These three ways of Kinyan, which is all the Mishnah mentioned, so the Rambam beferish, Likuch and Eila, mitzvahs asay, shal Torah hein. There are mitzvahs asay. The Rambam says, Kiddush is a mitzvah. Furthermore, in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam quotes one of the mitzvahs, is to get married. The Rambam also mentions, you know, what I call the Koteris. In the future, you may see me quoting that other times. The Koteris is the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, you know, before Hilchos Isha, Sufos Yonta, Hilchos whatever, that has on the top here, how many mitzvahs, I'm going to give you now 10 prakim, 8 prakim to discuss also the details, but all of those details, how many mitzvahs am I discussing in there? So sometimes you'll see in Sfarim, they refer to this as the Ramazim, and my Rebbeim always referred to this as the Koteris, but it's referring to the same thing. So the Rambam here says, in Hilchos Isha, Jez Bechol and Arba mitzvahs. So all these prakim of Hilchos Isha, they're all discussing Sacha Kol, 4 mitzvahs. And what's the first one? Lisa Isha B'Kishuvu U'Kiddushin. To get married, Kiddushin, that's the mitzvah. And in Sefer Mitzvahs, he also says there is a mitzvah to get married. And there the Lashon of the Rambam is, Hatzivu Ish and Stavu Livo B'Kiddushin. And he gives something to her hand, Kesef, Shtar, Obabiyu, V'Zuhi, Mitzvahs Kiddushin. So even though, as I'll mention in a moment, the Rambam, in two of the places that I've just read, I read 4 places, Rambam throws in a little bit of a curveball. But one thing for sure, he definitely, in each of the 4 places, he figures out a way to say, there's a mitzvah to get married. Mitzvah of Kiddushin. So, if we would stop here, in and of itself, that's like the Rambam, the Chinuch, we have 3 approaches. If that's the case, how would he understand those Gemaras about Moed Katan and Beitzah? Difficult. How does the Rambam understand those Gemaras? Difficult. It's hard to know. Have to really get in some overtime, work on that tonight, see if you can help out the Rabbi. Rabbi doesn't tell us, we would only really could speculate. And perhaps we'd have something similar for the Rambam.
He's explaining his...
Oh, good! So, I'll get to that in a second. So now, good, thank you. So I got 5 minutes. So, with the last 5 minutes, I want to just mention what's complicated about this. So, again, broadly speaking, we have the 3 shittos, I don't want to lose sight of the big picture. But now let's get back into the nitty-gritty of the Rambam. So on some level, the Rambam is easily definable. He's part of that big picture, like the Rambam, like the Chinuch. Kiddushin is a mitzvah, for sure, against the Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Rambam as his, you know, bar plukta. Right? The Rambam is Kiddushin a mitzvah or not. And I forgot, the 4th place I wanted to mention, which is the Rambam and Paragimel of the Chosishas, says you make the brachas before Kiddushin, because the brachas is a mitzvah, you always have to make the bracha beforehand. And the Rambam goes so far as to say, if what if you forgot, you get so excited and you just gave the ring, you forgot to make the brachas? Too late. Like Lulav, it's too late. Man. But too late. So on that point, the Rambam argues, no, you can even make the bracha afterwards. But as I mentioned before, they're agreeing on the big point, that it's a brachas mitzvah. Just the Rambam holds, it's a standard brachas mitzvah, therefore it has to be first, and you can't do it afterwards. And the Rambam holds, it's a quirky brachas mitzvah, which can be done afterwards. But they're agreeing on the larger point. I said that's the 3rd, 4th time the Rambam is very clear it's a mitzvah. just 5 minutes now on what's quirky about this Rambam. What's quirky is two things. One is in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam says that the mitzvah is live ol b'kiddushin. And the live ol here is not referring to Kiddushei Biyah, because he gets that 7 words later. Live ol b'kiddushin. Why does he mention Biyah there? The Biyah he's referring to is clearly the after kiddushin, the consummation of the marriage. Yeah, or which, whether or not that's the sooner or not, or that's just normal married life. But he's not referring to the Kiddushei Biyah. Because he says live ol b'kiddushin, either with Kesef Shtar or Biyah.
And Biyah is the kiddushin.
Yeah, so why does he mention that? It's the only place he mentions it is this Sefer Mitzvah. He doesn't mention it in the beginning of Mishnah Torah, per se. And the second, in this Koteret, Rama mentions a different curveball, which is Lisa Isha, the Ksuba Kedushin. So leave aside why he mentions the Ksuba, which is a lot of the parts we talk about. But Lisa, so that's where the Ben Aram and Rama came in. Ben Aram said, you see, my proof is that, okay, he was that middle approach. Kedushin is a mitzvah as part of the larger goal of Chuppah, Nisuin. Haraya, look at my father in the Koteret. He wrote Lisa B'Kiddushin. But the problem is when we look at the totality of the Rambam, he doesn't say it right below that. In Perak Aleph Halacha Beis, he doesn't say that. Perak Gimel Halacha Chav Gimel, he doesn't say that. Sefer Mitzvot, he doesn't say that. So we have the overall impression that it's for sure a mitzvah. But in two places, the Rambam threw curveballs to us. One is the Libol, and the other is the Lisa. So how do you answer this? So one possibility, and here I'm rushing, unfortunately it always happens, but two things, quickly. One is maybe Eitan said in the beginning is right. I saw that in the Sefer HaMakne, which if you want it to be more technically correct, Tanakh would be Mikne, but the Sefer HaMakne, that's how it's called in the Yeshivas, in Kiddushin in the beginning of the second parak Daf Mem, the Sefer HaMakne says, which is also in a tshuva of the Rivash, that even if Kiddushin is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvus. It's a mitzvah kiyumis. And therefore, perhaps that's how you get out of the Gemara's according to the Rambam. The Gemara said, it's the low kavod mitzvah, didn't mean it's not a mitzvah at all. To make it's not a mitzvah, chiyuvis. Now, how does that help? The impression you get from the Matna, the impression you get from the Rivash, is what was the issue there? Can you do it on Chol HaMoed? Can you do it on Yom Tov? So there you have what we'll call counter pressure. There are Yom Tov issues, Chol HaMoed issues. So the impression you get from the Rivash and the Matna is, if Kiddushin would have been a mitzvah, chiyuvis, then it can even overpower the counter pressure of Yom Tov or Chol HaMoed. Because it's only a kiyumis, it can't. I want to end, but this helps us with how the Rambam reads the Gemaras. It does not help us read the four Rambams. So for this, I want to end with a chiddush which I heard many years ago from my Rebbe, Rabbi Rosenzweig. I hope I'm remembering it correctly, especially since we're recording this year. But if there's any mistake in this, it's the Taos is mine, not his. But the Rambam, what I heard from Rosenzweig, he tried to miyashi, these Rambams were similar, but similar to that Rivash in the Machna. I don't remember, I don't think he quoted the Rivash in the Machna. But when I saw them now this year, it's kind of a basis for the Rambam. What he wanted to say is as follows, not so much Chiyuvis versus Kiyumis, let's say even it is a Chiyuvis, but that the Chiddush of the Rambam is that Torah's Chiddush in the mitzvah of Kiddushin, because the Rambam holds there is a mitzvah of Kiddushin, is the process. Why did the Rambam stress the whole history? That's the way they used to get married. Because the Chiddush of the Torah, the whole institution of Kiddushin, is you don't just do something like that. There's a process. And what's Kiddushin? What does that add? Kiddushin is formal. See, we read the Mishnah, that's marriage, Isha Niknes. It's such an impersonal thing. If you stop there, but it's part of a process, which is supposed to ultimately be very intimate. But the process of not just starting right away with the intimacy, like they used to do, Kodamata, Torah, Pog, Isha, Bishuk, you grab her, boom, intimate. No, there's a process. You take steps, it takes time. It starts off very formal. It starts off with an Isser. Right when you give her Kiddushin, all of a sudden she becomes Isha Sish.
All the Kiddushin accomplishes.
Yes! That whole process of formal Isser focus, that process is the Chiddush HaTorah, which is called Mitzvah's Kiddushin. It's not that the goal is the Sun and therefore Kiddushin is not really a Mitzvah. Kiddushin is the mitzvah, not because it's the Heichatimsa to the mitzvah of Nisuin. The Heichatimsa, meaning the process, is the mitzvah. by radically changing the way a couple gets married, that doesn't mean that nisun is the only mitzvah, chuppah is the only mitzvah. Kiddushin is the mitzvah. Usually we think the process is just helping us get to the goal. Here the process is the goal. The derech of kiddushin is the goal. That's not clear. That's not clear. That's not, maybe it's a separate mitzvah, maybe it's not a mitzvah.
No, but you don't need not much of a chiddush in the nature of what a mitzvah is, because nisun, you're doing something positive, you're marrying her, whereas kiddushin, all you're doing
right, because so what is the status of nisun in the according to this? I'm not 100% sure. I don't think so. I'll double check that. Good point. But yeah, just I don't want to lose the thought. Akiva, you'll give us the dead man, the hangman. Okay, just go like this when they see them. Okay, the process is the goal. It's that whole effort. And again, the rivasha, they're very much close to this. Again, and maybe it's all one. It's just definitely the same thing. I'm not sure. But to be for all these Rambams, it works beautifully then. On the one hand, we're not saying it's just process. Rambam says clearly it's a mitzvah multiple times. It is a goal in of itself. And yet, it's not, we're not being myopic, again, to use just as an illustration Rob's point earlier. Let's say you just did Kiddushin, you never got to the larger process, to the end. Then maybe, what's the point? And it's not a goal in of itself. It's part of a process. Again, I'm trying to thread the needle, and I hope I'm being clear. Usually we have, well, either this is the goal, or it's a process to get to that goal. And here what we're saying is, on the one hand, you can't completely forget about the other thing. On the other hand, it's not that this is just a nothing. It's not a siyasukha. This is not, to borrow, I think it was what Daniel said before, this is not a hechsher mitzvah. This is a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that is a process. And that's not common. So someone before asked me about something, but key, how often is it? The answer is maybe never ever. It's not common. That's the point. This is the chiddush of kiddushin. Is that, and here the ambiguity is beautiful. Because the key is already a little bit of a clue. Kiyidakishadisha, that we're looking at a bigger process. But not where kiddushin, where nisun is the whole goal, or puravu is the whole goal, and therefore kiddushin is a nothing, the way the Rosh said. Or even the way the Ben Avraham and Rambam said. Or this way, disagreed vehemently with the Ben Avraham and Rambam. It's not even misreading the Rambam. It's not, because now getting to the two anomalies in the sources, the two difficult sources. Why did it say Lisa Isha be Kiddushin? The Lisa, again, it didn't mean to say the whole Ikr is Nisun. It meant that the Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Why is it a mitzvah? Because it's the right way to get to Nisun. Not to downgrade the role of Kiddushin. And it's an anomaly, it's part of a process. But here it's not just a process which is merely a hesher, merely a process. The process is the mitzvah. And perhaps that's also live all the Kiddushin. Because again, the goal is, what does that live all remind us of? It reminds us of the Pogei Isha Bashuk. What's the real contrast? The Koda Matan Torah, a person was Pogei Bashuk, you grabbed her and you were boiled her in your house. Come say for a mitzvos, and says, and what's the Chiddush HaTorah? Mitzvah Saseh, live all B'Kiddushin. Only after you went through the process, the Isser, the formality, the patience, that process leading to the bia, that is the mitzvah. So there, it's not, again, it's not saying, it's not a hint that only puravu is the mitzvah, or even chuppah. It's saying that the enechanami, these are other goals. They're not three completely separate mitzvahs. Well, we have lulav, kilayim, and kiddushin. No, obviously there's a connection between these three things. But you shouldn't think, unlike some of these other mefarshim, who said because of that connection, it's somewhere else down the line, which is the ikr. And therefore, kiddushin is just, you know, something you have to do to get there. No. The have to do is the point. The have to do, live all the kiddushin. Yes, we're trying to get to the bia, we're going to get to the puravu. But it has to be the kiddushin. Lisa Isa be kiddushin. Yes, we're going to get to the suman. Not that it's the ikr mitzvah. The mitzvah is kiddushin. It's just that kiddushin is a, why is kiddushin a mitzvah? Because it's the right way to get to Nisuin. It's the right way to get. And then, perhaps, with this will end, that may explain the Gemaras as well. And again, this is similar to what I just said from the Rivash, but this is the way I heard it from Rosenzweig independently. He said, how does the Gemara... The Gemaras are talking about, again, the idea of Kiddushas Yontes, Lamoed, the Gzeira for Ksiva, and Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. So we have this counter-pressure. This does not help the Ravid, by the way. It does not help the Ravid. But for the Rambam, at least, he suggested, if Kiddushin was a chiyuvis per se, then maybe it would be strong enough to break it. But since it's really this process mitzvah, perhaps as important as that is, maybe that's not enough. Now the reverse is like, he did acknowledge, I remember him saying this year, he says, the lashon of moed katnas is hard, right? You can't get out of that. The local of mitzvah, what are you going to say? He's not suggesting that all of his Torah makes that, you know, he can't pull the rabbit, he can't pull a rabbit out of his hat. He couldn't make that disappear. That's a difficult lashon. It works better in Beitzah, but in terms of Moed Katan, he admitted that this is going to be still shver in the lashon of the Gemara. But in terms of the understanding of it, again, until now we had kind of three simple approaches. It is a mitzvah, or it's just secondary to Nisuin or Kedushin, or Chor Peruvu. And what he's suggesting within the Rambam is that perhaps it is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah that's still part of that process that leads to the other two. Okay, I'm afraid they went somewhere else. Here, then we're going to really be in trouble. All right, anyway, stay tuned just by email.